KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The building of houses at an informal settlement in Isipingo in the south of Durban has begun. This has been confirmed by Etegwini Municipality, which says 400 units are going up at Pilgrim X. Newswatch's Tamasha Khani has more.
The 200 million rand initiative was unveiled in collaboration with the Human Settlements Department in October last year. Officials say it's aimed at tackling the housing crisis in the city. It was flagged as a concern by the Auditor General last year, with several failed housing projects in Etegwini currently under investigation. The city says work at Pilgrim X got underway last month, with six local labourers being employed in the project. It says the first phase is expected to be completed in November 2027. Tamasha Khani, East Coast Radio News Watch.
The deadline for beneficiaries to upgrade their social grant payment cards has been extended. Recipients now have until the 20th of March to swap their gold cards for the Black Postbank cards. The original deadline was the end of February. Communications and Digital Technologies Minister Solly Malatsi says the extension will provide relief for recipients who haven't yet replaced their old cards.
Grant payments will continue as per usual, even after the 20th of March deadline. We will be working with our departments and entities to ensure that we add additional human capacity at all the service points so that those beneficiaries who are yet to swap their cards can be assisted.
The Institute of Race Relations has refuted claims South Africa is mired in racial hatred. According to the IRR's Herman Pretorius, recent data reveals 87% of South Africans prioritize collaboration among racial groups, while unemployment and job creation remain the nation's top concerns. The Institute urges leaders to abandon failed race-based policies like BEE and focus on non-racial economic growth strategies to restore national pride. And six people have been killed and more than two dozen injured after a blaze ripped through a hotel construction site in the South Korean port city of Busan. The fire started just before 11 o'clock in the morning local time. Officials say around 100 workers were present when the blaze broke out on the first floor of the building where workers had stored insulation materials. The top story this hour, the building of houses at an informal settlement in Isipingo, south of Durban, has begun. Temperature-wise, Durban a high of 30 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 32. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.